1997. While the resource is very healthy, there are lots of things seeking to destroy this fishery. In an October 95 Board of Fish meeting I attended in Juneau, the board postponed a decision to cut the gear levels by one-third and to direct its fishing game to come up with a comprehensive management plan for the 1997 meeting schedule. The board also forewarned crabbers to get their facts and figures together if they hoped to defeat this management plan. Fishing Game's position was clear. A 45,000 pot limited entry plan was too much, and they were against the directed summer fishery of any amount. Both of these positions can be debated back and forth either way, but one thing is clear. Fish and Game will have lots of charts and graphs to prove the destruction of this resource under current and past management plans, a forecast we have been hearing for years. At this point, though, we do not know three things. Number one, how many permits will be issued? Number two, how many transferable permits will be issued? And number three, how many pots will be fished? This bill will ensure that all unfished tiers will be bought, stacked, and then aggressively fished, in effect setting a speed limit on an unknown road without checking curves or road conditions. This type of maximization of effort at this time is dangerous in regards to Board of Fish decisions. This bill could work if amended to read that any tiers transferred would forfeit or sunset one-third of their pot allotment. An example would be a 75 pot tier, 50 transferred, 25 forfeited. Some future gear reductions. This would ensure some future gear reductions and demonstrate to the Board of Fish that. Also, no more than two tiers may be stacked to ensure some entry level into the fishery. This bill, if passed as written, may be like getting a raise the day before you're fired. Thank you.
Thank you. That's everybody that I have signed up to testify. Do we have anybody here in the audience or anybody else on the teleconference network who wishes to testify on spot substitute for Senate Bill 42? Committee discussion?
Move the bill with individual recommendations.
Is there any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries, and spot substitute for Senate Bill 42 is reported from the Resource Committee. There is no further business. I just draw your attention to what I announced on the floor today, that on Friday we are going to hear the North Star agreement, and we are going to take up, this is the very first item, and I hope to take it up at 3:30, Senate Bill 307, Jude Creek Habitat Area Land Exchange. This is the Gustavus Hydro Exchange, and the folks from Gustavus are going to be here. I hope we can move that bill quickly and we'll get into the North Star Agreement. So there being no further business coming for us, we're adjourned.